voice of the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Welcome to another hour, friends. Yours truly, Scott Hannon, along with Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, brought to you this hour by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The good folks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council are hard at work today and every single day, making sure we tackle all those challenges that are out there. From our state's growth, creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, in the oil industry. Find out more, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We'll be talking lots about that tomorrow as we come to you live and direct from Nesset Consulting Service in Tioga and their beautiful new building on Highway 40 with What's on Your Mind tomorrow. Looking forward to that conversation as well. Later this hour, Bill Butcher will join us from the USS North Dakota Committee. First time in 100-plus years that North Dakota will have a ship commissioned with its name right on the side. A beautiful, brand-new, state-of-the-art submarine with all the latest nuclear technology. And that'll be coming up in May. I'm going to tell you about how you can participate in that process and really show your state pride. So we look forward to that conversation as well. The debate over the NSA metadata program continues. It's been a subject of much debate here on the program. General Michael Hayden, formerly headed up the NSA and the CIA, back with us to talk about the president's address on some reforms to this program on Friday. General Hayden, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for the opportunity to chat again.
So as the person very much involved in this program from the beginning in your time at the CIA and NSA back at the Bush administration, what in the way of changes proposed to it by the president on Friday concern you or that you agree with? Or what is your assessment of his of what he announced?
Yeah, well, a lot of ways to think about it, Scott. And here's, I mean, there's a peculiarity to the speech, isn't there? He spent a lot of time saying it's a dangerous world. He then spends a fair amount of time saying this is an important program and, oh, by the way, it's very useful and there haven't been any real abuses. And so now let's talk about changing it. I mean, that almost flies in the face of logic, that life sometimes is very complicated. I think what he's trying to do, Scott, is he's trying to save the heart of the program, the things we really need, and give up a few things along the edges, maybe marginal operational flexibility, a little more oversight, a little more burdensome administrative layer on it, in order to make people happy enough that he can keep on doing what he has been doing. And frankly, I understand that. I wish he didn't have to do that. You know, the first third of his speech was the most ringing endorsement of American intelligence he'd given since he's been president. He laid out a dangerous world and talked about the good people in the intel community, that they're good at their work and they follow the law. Frankly, Scott, if he'd have been given that speech a lot of times in the last 6 months, he wouldn't have had to give the speech he gave Friday at the Department of Justice. But now he feels as if he's got to buy back some political capital among some concerned Americans.
Yeah, I found myself wondering, with all the ringing endorsements he was getting, and he said the program's needed, it's necessary, it's been helpful, it's saved the tax, there's been no abuses, but we need to change it. You sort of go, well, wait a minute here, how can you have this ringing endorsement of it, but then say it needed change? I mean, is it just pure politics? I mean, that politically this has caused a bit of a firestorm, so he needs to say we need to change it, even though he's sort of punting on that to Congress?
Yeah, and, you know, politics in all meanings of the word, Scott, I mean, politics at the basis level. His base doesn't like this. The polling numbers suffer from it. But politics at a higher level, too. I mean, look, we live in a democracy, and a significant portion of the people disagree with the program. Well, that's hard to continue. So the president's trying to, in a way, placate some of those people so he at least gets their acceptance, if not their approval, for, frankly, keeping the bulk of the program.
I have the distinct honor of being in the Oval Office with a handful of fellow radio talk show hosts a few days before the Bush administration was drawing to a close in January of 2009. And President Bush, in an off-the-record at the time conversation, basically said all the things that President Obama has spent the campaign talking about in the way of changes he's going to bring. I mean, he talked about everything from, you know, all the war on terror tactics to, you know, Gitmo and everything else. He basically said he's going to learn. he's going to learn. And it seems as though the speech on Friday was a recognition of all the threats that he hears about day in and day out, and that some of these tools are really necessary to keep us safe. You think this is it may have taken a little long, but a good example of the president's learning curve is something we ought to applaud?
Oh, no, absolutely. And frankly, that may also explain, Scott, why some of the opposition seems, I'm going to use the word fanatical, okay? I mean, it doesn't seem to be balanced at all. Because, you know, when George Bush did this, some of these folks would say, you see, that's George Bush. He's bad. That's why this is being done. But when Barack Obama does the same thing as George Bush, it's now neither George Bush's nor Barack Obama's program. It's America's program. And I think that's why some people are really trying to dig in their heels and oppose this. Now, I frankly think it is America's program, and it's a good thing. There's a wonderful line in Der Spiegel, the German magazine, a couple of months back at the height of this. And one German commentator said, in the past, we thought it was just Bush. We thought there was another America, a better America. Now we know there is just one America. And frankly, my comment on that, Scott, is I sure hope he's right. And it appears he is.
And you mentioned the criticism has largely come from the president's base. It has, but I hear from a lot of conservatives, a lot of folks here in North and South Dakota and Minnesota who don't like the program as well. I'll give you a paraphrase of a conversation we had earlier about this topic, saying, you know what, I've got a better chance of winning the lotto or getting hit, by a meteor than I do being a victim of a terrorist attack. So I just assume you don't violate my privacy. And I'll just take my chances on this. And some of our Facebook comments. Ask General Hayden if he's ever bothered to read the Constitution. Patty says, why don't we citizens get any privacy anymore? This whole thing sickens me. Merle says, ask him if he's ever heard of Benjamin Franklin's admonishment, they who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And ask him if he agrees with Franklin's assessment. What do you say to those folks that see this as a violation of their privacy?
Yeah, look, life is filled with tough choices. And, someone once campaigned that it was a false choice between our liberty and our security. Actually, that's not correct. It's not a false choice. It's a hard choice. And it's a choice that free people have to make all the time. You know, look, the question of privacy is a constant negotiation, Scott, between each of us as a unique creature of God and each of us as a social animal. And where that line is drawn depends on a lot of things. And one of the things that, you know, could create where that line is the level of threat that we're all under. You know, sometimes I wonder what people think we're doing. Scott, let me just rattle off a couple of numbers, and we're still talking about this metadata program. I got it. All of our records of all of our phone calls are in that base. Records of this phone call are going to be in that base before midnight tonight. All right? I understand that. The last full year for which we have numbers, NSA went to that database 288 times with what they thought was what's called a seed number, which means we've got information now that this telephone, almost always overseas, this telephone number here saying Yemen is affiliated with Al-Qaeda. I wonder if any of these phone records show that a phone in the United States has talked to this newly discovered Al-Qaeda phone. NSA did that in 2012, 288 times. And then it tried to establish, were there any connections? And if there was, then who did that phone in the United States talk to? 288 questions, Scott, in the course of an entire year, NSA discovered a total of 6,000 phone numbers that they actually looked at in that contact chain. That's not a big number, and that just doesn't seem to be too invasive.
Exactly right. The general needs to go, but I do want to get one quick call. So, Bob, if you wouldn't mind asking your question really quick, and then we'll let him go. Bob in Grafton for General Michael Hayden, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, General, it's an honor to speak with you, sir. Guys, I guess I'm running short on time here, so I just got to make this quick, but I respectfully disagree. I think you guys are out of your mind. I don't trust a word out of this president or his administration's mouth. Let me give you an example. You know, Benghazi, Fast Furious, everything, the IRS, and you think that the NSA is going to... I don't believe any of these things that they're saying.
All right, let me quickly paraphrase your question, because the general and I have talked about this before, but quickly, General, how do you protect against this administration's design?
This is a perfect storm. I worry about government overreach. I worry about executive overreach. I worry about Benghazi, the IRS. James Rosen is a co-conspirator. The warrant against the Associated Press. I worry about the president getting to define when the Senate is or is not in recess. I got it. I've got all those concerns. And frankly, Scott, your caller is right. It's that kind of behavior that makes folks reluctant to trust this program, which, obviously, from what I've been saying, I actually think is very well run.
Keep fighting, General. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and thank you, Bob.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
I'm Scott Hennon, and Bob and Grafton, if you want to call back, finish that conversation. Always struggle when we're up against the clock. Do you take the call? Do you not take the call? But I got his point, and I think General Hayden got his point. We've had this discussion before to say, you know, General Hayden isn't saying, hey, what they did in Benghazi, what they did in Fast and Furious, what they did in, you know, the IRS isn't bad. The question is, that's why you have an NSA, right? National Security Agency, so you can transcend an administration and have a process. Here's what I'd like to have happen, because I think because of all the things Bob and Grafton listed, in the ways of saying, sorry, guys, I just don't trust these guys, and here's why I don't, have made tools like this that keep us safer, more difficult to defend, because you don't trust anybody. I mean, our trust in government is at an all-time low. But does that mean because it's so low that we don't use tools that ultimately keep us safer? And I think this black box of boring telephone numbers, Scott calls Todd, Todd calls Scott on this day for this long, that's only, and again, the facts are important here. 288 times we went in and looked and said, okay, think of how many calls happen every, in the time we've had this conversation, millions of phone calls in the United States have happened. Okay?
Right.
And just in the time we've had this conversation, millions and millions of calls are happening. And the entire time this thing's existed, 288 calls have been the subject of that next layer of, wait a minute, what happened here? So,
now that you open the door, though, that you know, my phone calls have been recorded, all the pizza places are going to be clamoring to find out, wait a minute, where's he getting it from?
But again, recorded only in the sense of, and this is what's the problem, is I think people think, they're listening. They're hearing us. They are not. What they are, what a big black box at the NSA collects, not your name, not my name,
right,
this number, called that number, on this day, for this long. That's what's recorded.
I'm just thinking it'd be scary to find out just how many pizzas I've actually called for after all these years.
Here's a couple of off-air calls.
Weird information
that have come in on this topic at 22 past the hour on a blustery day. By the way, I'm looking at studios of the K-Fire studios here on East Rosser, and you see that's a little blustery, and it was on 94 today as well. But 3 above with a wind right now north of 28 in Bismarck, Williston northeast at 11, Tampa 0, Dickinson 6 with a northeast wind at 5, Minot north wind at 20 and 5 below. Garrison, north wind at 25. Hettinger, northwest wind at 30.
Isn't it supposed to look like this in North Dakota, though?
Well, I guess, but the wind makes it a little... It's a weather event, right? It's,
true.
It's a weather event, so...
True.
Anyway, 6 below, northwest wind at 9 at Devil's Lake right now. Fargo, 2 above, north wind at 20. They're just a little sample of what we're looking at around the regions. Aberdeen, northeast wind at 8, 9 above. And Sioux Falls, 34 degrees, no fair. But a west-northwest wind at 16 right now.
Well, somebody's going to be warmer.
Exactly. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a couple of calls that came in during the break. First one, the long one. It was actually a question for General Hayden on Benghazi that we didn't get to, but go ahead and roll that.
Good morning, General Hayden and Scott. Say, General, how could we have handled Benghazi incident better? I don't think General Petraeus has that true liberty to speak his mind about what really happened there. He jeopardized himself with his own personal affairs, it seems. What's your opinion on Benghazi? Couldn't we have swept in some F-16s right over Benghazi to stop that terrorist attack? What's your opinion on that? Yeah, then the administration fibbing or lying directly to American people about that incident. They're very fearful people in the White House, it seems, General.
Sorry we didn't get to direct that to him specifically. We did ask him to come on today to talk about the president's speech and the changes to the NSA program, and he squeezed us in today, honestly, on a very busy day with everything going on, so we didn't get a chance, but we'll have him back. He's become a good friend, actually, and a great go-to guy, and I love it when he comes on and just takes calls, so we'll plan to do that at some point in the future. By the way, the Benghazi congressional report makes it very clear that we let Americans down at that embassy. About all they can do now is say, well, Ambassador Stevens didn't want extra security. Well, look, I imagine if they just let every general in the field or every ambassador in the field decide what they're getting in the way of operational security or not, it'd be chaos. There's protocol, you follow it, and they drop the ball big time. And I think, quite honestly, appropriately, Hillary Rodham Clinton, as the head of the State Department that clearly blew it, is going to be further scrutinized as this continues to roll out. But another call that came in specifically on the NSA program, let's roll that. Welcome others, by the way, at 800-228-0550 today, 701-258-0550. I'd love to finish the conversation with Bob and Grafton. Bob, if you want to call back and talk about your worries, because I think we need the program regardless of the fact that we have some hoodlums that are running the show right now, hoodlums that have co-opted the IRS and all the other abuses that are going on, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, everything else. I don't like it. I don't like it at all, and hoodlums is probably the wrong word, because that's instantly going to put people who disagree on defense. But I'm saying some obvious, very poor decisions. I still want them to try and keep us safe. I still want them to have the facts. And when all that data is being collected in 288 times, we're saying there's something there. I think it's a good idea. Anyway, roll the next call.
Yeah, that's Mr. Hayden. This nothing but a stooge from the government. Government control wants to destroy our personal privacy by using the NSA and the Obamacare. They want to destroy everything the government that a person has. Can't you read between the lines, you people?
All right, I don't believe that's a fair description of General Michael Hayden, given his track record, but I appreciate the opinion. Bob from Grafton did call back, but he left a message. Let's get as much of this in before the break as we can here. Roll it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to add just a little bit to my comment that we were running out of time there with the general. You know, another thing I wanted to bring up, and I'd like you guys to discuss a little bit, see what you think, is, you know, with Syria, on one hand, Obama wants to shoot a couple shots across the bow, do a couple of limited strikes against Assad, when the whole time the Iranian forces are there fighting, Hezbollah, Hamas, fighting against Assad with the rebels and fighting. So we're gonna attack Assad a little bit, and then he decides, no, we're not going to do that because Congress and American people don't want that. They're highly, highly against that. So then they go ahead and lift some sanctions off of Iran, and then they turn around and they're going to send aid to Syria. These people are out of their minds in Washington. They're out of their minds. And I don't trust a word out of this president's mouth or his administration. I don't think the NSA is going to behave themselves. If they really want to secure America and they're worried about our safety, why don't they close the borders? Why don't they seal the borders instead of spying on every one of us, putting drones in the sky and everything else? Everywhere you go, there's cameras on every street corner. Look, the American people have enough surveillance. I think Washington, D.C., I think the American people doesn't have enough surveillance on Washington, D.C. That's my opinion. I don't
trust any of them. Good point, Bob. Appreciate the call. Dave and Dickinson, when we come back, stay tuned, friends.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The K-Fire radio god and the host of K-Fire Cafe, Mr. Todd Mitchell. He's working today. I'm working today. But otherwise, you can shoot a cannon through this place. It's a holiday. Right? Our next guest was wandering around like, hey, are these guys going to come out and sit me down in front of this microphone or anything?
Well, eventually, so, yeah.
What are you doing on K-Fire Cafe this afternoon?
Going to have decadent desserts. There's a big fundraiser coming up.
I'm so coming back here from 3 until 5.
It's a great place. We had Girl Scout cookies this morning with Phil and Mark. And I did. Having decadent desserts. I mean,
they shared
some of that New Year's resolution about weight loss, but there we are.
I've yet to have my lemonade Girl Scout cookie yet, which I think are the all-time best. Fine addition to the whole.
There are some out there, but whether they'll still be there at 11 o'clock is...
Should be one benefit of the fact that it is a holiday today, because there's a fighting chance there might be some cookies left for us after the show.
There's a better chance. They would have been gone by now if the full staff would have been here.
Exactly. I'll run there in a minute. Dave and Dickinson listening on 550 K-Fire. Thanks for waiting, Dave. Tell us what's on your mind.
Good morning.
Morning.
Racism that people talk about. It amazes to me how the press and our government keeps that alive. Example is over in Los Angeles here. You just had a trial where two cops were acquitted of beating a white homeless guy to death. They beat him for over 30 minutes, and they got acquitted from it. And there is virtually nothing about that. No big protests, anything like that. They had a little one the other day, and 13 people got arrested. But there's nothing on the national news about that compared to, like, say, now Trayvon Martin, where a black person got killed. That was up in the air all the time. So there's a good example of who keeps racism alive and stuff in this country.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard our conversation with Leon Francis earlier, and Leon is black American, actually happens to be a pretty active conservative. I know he's in some form of the leadership of the statewide Tea Party effort in North Dakota. And, you know, he wrote a great piece, which is on his Facebook page, called To Live the Dream, We Must Wake from the Nightmare. And he talked about, you know, race pimps and welfare, the race baiters and all those. And I think that's largely where a lot of what you're talking about comes from. The media drives a lot of that as well,
right.
Dave.
Good. And as far as NSA collecting all this data and stuff for terrorists, just remember that all the veterans and homeschoolers and people that think they got constitutional rights are classified as potential terrorists. So it ain't going to be long before they're looking at your phone records.
Yeah, well, any abuse, that's why I think some people think, oh, you're so naive, you're in this, if you don't do anything wrong, you got nothing to worry about camp. No, I'm in the camp that doesn't want another 9/11. That's the camp I'm in. But I do believe we ought to throw the book, literally lock them up, throw away the key, anybody that violates that. I mean, and that's why the track record of the current administration is a perfect opportunity to say, hey, well, how do we prevent the abuses of it? Who should hold the keys? Appreciate the call, though, Dave. What's that?
What's this president's name, Barack Bush?
Yeah, maybe. I heard some people quote, from the speech on Friday to say Dick Cheney could have given that speech. And in the case of the fact that he now gets it on how important it is to use these programs to keep us safe rather than denigrate them for political fortune, I applaud him. I say give him credit for it.
Well, let's all have a little Afghan opium and be happy.
Well, Dave, I choose not to partake. Thank you. Hugo in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Hugo.
Hey, can you hear me?
Now I can, sir. Yes.
Okay, I was just calling to comment that the thing that's going on in the United States is fascism. There's 10 steps to fascism, and the United States completed all 10 so far. I don't know, people call or whatever, and they're focused on these little things, but we need to actually kind of like wake up at a whole bigger scale, you know? It's no longer the United States that we know.
I would agree with you in this sense, Hugo, that, you know, the NSA thing is a small thing, and I do believe it helps us keep us safe, and we ought to focus on some big things. Give me your biggest thing. What you mentioned a list of 10 things that suggest we're headed towards fascism. What's the big thing that worries you most?
Well, there is 10 steps, and the thing that worries me the most, that this is the same thing that happened in Germany before the war, before Hitler took over. The United States has followed the same pattern so far, and we're pretty much right there, you know, as far as Obama doing everything he's doing now with that, I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but the RFID chips will be implanted. People already lining up, already getting it done. And that's going to Obamacare.
All right, and by the way, that is the second time that's come up, Todd. If you remember, it's on my follow-up list. With Betsy McCoy is going to join us specifically on that issue as it relates to Obamacare later this week, Hugo. Appreciate you calling. Sally in Grand Forks listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind, Sally?
Well, I have a comment about the NSA, but I also wanted to mention that, you know, our utility companies that supply mainly our electricity and stuff through the coal industry, they could be doing a lot more to stand up to some of this green energy campaign. I know in other parts of the country, like I have a sister in Mississippi, she gets alerts when there's an issue that the Senate or Congress is going to be voting on that affects what's going to happen with their electrical supply costs. And they say, you know, this is where we stand. This is why we feel this way. Now, I know that Xcel and NSP and now Minn Kota Power, which used to be an advocate, have become pretty supine about this. They say, well, you know, so what? We'll just go along. We'll build more of these windmills and whether they're effective or not. Now, I know my dad was in the power industry, and through his whole life, he knew intimately what the costs and effects were in that business, and what, you know, what the balance was. And he said, you know, if you're going to have these alternative renewable sources, you're going to have 100% backup anyway. You're going to have the supply of the coal there for it, because when the other source fails, you have to have 100%, not 50%.
Right, and that's one of the, you're right, that's one of the issues, Sally.
That's
with
an important issue. A lot of people don't understand. They think, well, we can supply, and then coal can step in.
Yeah, now, so you know, that's one of the topics that will be discussed Wednesday at that fact-finding hearing on the EPA carbon regulations we talked about earlier with Julie Fedorchuk, one of the three Public Service Commission members, specifically reliability. And I also want to add to your point of the companies themselves, the electricity providers and generators speaking out. I agree with you. I think, and this happened to the insurance companies with Obamacare. They end up thinking, hey, if they speak out, they're going to get whacked. So they sort of go along and, ride that balance between telling our customers what's going to happen here and knowing that they're dealing with the regulators. So, and I do remember the retired CEO of Minn Kota Power, you called from Grand Forks, just a champion. I'd get those newsletters monthly, and I just would eat up all that information about the impacts on the consumer. That's the folks that need to revolt, because if they get their way, if the EPA gets the way, you will pay substantially more for your power bill. It'll have a dramatic impact, sort of like the price of gas goes up and we all freak out, right? Because of what it means to drive from point A to point B anymore. That's going to happen in a big, big way if they get their way on how the coal-powered plants that exist and the new ones are ultimately regulated. You ought to know that as a consumer, and I agree with you. The power companies need to do more to speak out. That's Basin Electric. That's the rural electric cooperatives. That's the investor-owned. That's the, you know, the co-ops, all of them. And for the most part, they do a pretty good job. If you look for it, for instance, in their newsletters, Scott Handy does that with Cass County Electric and a number of them that are out there, Dennis Hill and the Rural Electric Cooperatives. It's there, but, you know, they don't exactly shout it. Their magazines are great. Horizons is one of the best of the best, but you got to look for that stuff. Sally, appreciate the call. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a special guest in the studio to tell us about history that is being made for the great state of North Dakota. This is really an issue about state pride. Our name is going on a vessel, a submarine, a product of the United States Armed Forces. The USS North Dakota will be commissioned in May, and Bill Butcher is here from the USS North Dakota Committee. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good to see you. As I look at the calendar and see January and get ever closer to May, are you getting excited for the big day?
I am. I am, particularly on a day like this. It just makes you want to go to sea.
Bill Bob Wefeld and I had coffee the other day, and they were telling me about this effort in Missouri that has a similar undertaking, and they're surpassing us by good measure in the state pride / fundraising category. We really want the North Dakotans to awaken here and take some ownership and some pride in this USS North Dakota, which is one of the reasons we have you on today. How can North Dakotans own a piece of this historic effort?
Well, Scott, there's nothing to it. We spent a lot of effort and money and so forth to date to make the public, the North Dakota public, aware of our this wonderful big event that's taking place. The event being the having the ship USS North Dakota named for our state, and the USS North Dakota Committee, which is the committee I'm a part of, is fundraising now to pay for the commissioning events. The commissioning is going to be on May 31st of 2014, and it's going to be, as they say, a really big show. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be memorable. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's something that we can all get behind and be very excited about.
And this really is about, this is about marking the moment, about recording history, and about launching this thing in a grand way, right? I mean, this is, when I mentioned Missouri, they raised about $300,000. You guys are only looking to raise about $200,000. And that comes from folks in the business world and the corporate world, as well as individuals that say, hey, $25, $50, $100, and you get your name in the commissioning booklet. This is really just about marking history in a good and proper way, isn't it?
Well, it is. We haven't had a ship named after the state of North Dakota for over 100 years. I think the USS North Dakota was a battleship. It was commissioned in 1910, and now it's 2014. So that's you do the math. That's a long time since we've had this opportunity, and it's just a wonderful thing. That's something. If we participate in this, if we contribute to it, if we make this happen, if we attend the commissioning, it's something that we can tell our kids, our grandkids, and they can tell their kids about.
I am trying to convince my wife now that the whole family ought to go out to this event. It's that fun. Tell you how to participate when we come back with Bill Butcher. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken, before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Meg?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight.
Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley. We're looking for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Luther King Day. Slow things down from your usual Monday.
He would have loved this song.
You think so?
Why can't we be friends?
He would have. You're right. Bring it up, Shane. Bring it up. We don't want it to go away.
Yeah.
A little louder. Exactly right. And I want a whole bunch of North Dakota friends to be in Groton, Connecticut. Is that how you say it, Bill? Groton, Connecticut?
That's how you say it.
And we're talking about some dates in May that I want you to circle on your calendar and think long and hard about bringing the whole family. As I mentioned, I'm serious. I've talked to my wife about this and say, you know, honey, number one, it's a vacation. Number two, it's history for the great state of North Dakota, you know. And just how many people get the opportunity to see a ship commissioned in the name of, you know, their state. This is a pretty unique and wonderful opportunity, so I really hope folks do it. And I know there's a lot of people planning that right now, including you and your grandkids, you and Dina and your grandkids, right, Bill?
We are. My wife and I are going. Our daughter and her husband, who live in Mandan, and their three boys. They're 13 and 8-year-old twins, and I think it's going to be an amazing educational opportunity for them. They are so looking forward to it. They're talking about it constantly now, and I think that's going to just increase. I think I'm going to get pretty tired of hearing about it by the time we get to Groton.
And the Elks Chorus will be among the many North Dakotans heading that way and actually be part of the program, right?
That's right. As chance would have it, the committee chair, Bob Weefald, and I both sing in the Elks Chorus, and hence we got an invitation to sing at the event surrounding the commissioning. We're really looking forward to it. The chorus is exciting. We're raising money to do that. There's a groundswell, Scott.
That's fantastic. Walk us through the events that will happen, the dates and everything, so folks know what they can be part of.
Sure. The actual commissioning is on May 31st, and let me just give you a little background on that. The Keel Lane was a couple of years ago, and that's, as the name would imply, that's when the keel was laid and the construction started. Then last November, we attended the christening, where the traditional bottle of champagne is broken on the bow by the ship sponsor, while the boat is in the water. And now we have the commissioning, where it's actually turned over after sea trials to the Navy, and the Navy accepts it as an official United States Navy ship. It'll be ready to go at that point. It will actually become the USS North Dakota and be ready to go to sail for 33 years without refueling, which to me is an amazing thing. Has a crew of 132 men, and it's 377 feet long and 34 feet wide. If you could imagine that, that is close quarters, because most of that boat is made up of electronic equipment.
Great. So there's a couple of days with events. You started on the 31st.
Yes, I'm sorry, I got off on a tangent there.
10 times an hour, so I'm with you.
Okay, well, as I say, the commissioning is on May 31st in Groton, Connecticut, and the events start on Friday, May 30th. This is the weekend after Memorial Day, I might point out, so it's going to be a great time to be in Connecticut. There's going to be a ship sponsor's lunch that's Katie Fowler, whose husband is from, Jeff, is a retired vice admiral from Bismarck. Then there's going to be the chairman's reception. Bob Weefald is the chairman, and we're going to have that, on Friday evening. And, all during the day on Friday, there's going to be tours provided of the USS North Dakota, which is, holy smoke.
To see the thing.
To be on it. On board.
Up close and unbelievable.
Yes. They can only take about 9 or 10 people at a time, so it's going to be a pretty structured, scheduled event and keep people moving through. But anyway, on Saturday, there's a reception in the morning and then the actual commissioning ceremony, which is dockside, and the ship is right there. And for the christening, we had about 4,000 people there, which is was something to behold, and we're expecting considerably more, lots of dress Navy uniforms and a lot of North Dakotans that we're expecting at that time. After the ceremony, there's a pierside reception that's going to take place. There's a luncheon for the North Dakota delegation, which is to say everybody from North Dakota who's attending. And that night, there's a what they call a boat party, but that's for the crew and their families and for North Dakotans to come out there. All of these are being paid for by the contributions that we pick up from North Dakota. It's an opportunity for North Dakotans to really show what they're made of.
Exactly right. USSND.com. Bob Weefeld, the chair of the committee, has a great blog. You can keep posted on all the events that are happening, and it really is just a whole lot of fun. Tax-deductible donation as well, because it goes through the Bismarck Mandan Community Foundation, that the Bismarck Mandan...
100% tax-deductible.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so businesses, think long and hard about doing this. Individuals, $100 or more in a donation. You get your name in the commissioning booklet. USSND.com. We're going to be telling you a lot about this between now and May. Bill, thanks for coming by today. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's fun to talk about it.
Sure is. Roger is calling on an I-94 in a whiteout. Where are you, Roger?
I'm about 20 miles east of Valley City right now, so the roads are pretty bad coming out west. If you're going west on 94, not so good.
But, I was on them bright and early this morning, and you could tell it was going to deteriorate quick. The winds have picked up, so be careful. And how fast are you going?
I'm going about 40, 45.
That's well below, about half the speed limit. All right, Roger, appreciate you sharing that update with us. And again, he was east of Valley City a bit. The winds are blowing. There is snow out there. Drive carefully. See you tomorrow. on What's On Your Mind. We'll do it all over again tomorrow, live from Nesson Consulting Service, Tioga, for the entire show. Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer a day earlier than usual this week because he'll be in Tioga. So we'll be chatting about that tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.